USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is ripping Georgia's new voting law. He called it an atrocity during brief remarks to reporters at the White House.
You don't need anything else to know that this is nothing but punitive, designed to keep people from voting. You can't provide water for people about to vote. Give me no break.
In an earlier statement, the president said it was an un-American law. At least 7 people are dead and hundreds of homes are damaged by tornadoes in the southeastern United States. 5 of the deaths were in Alabama, where one tornado formed and traveled more than 100 miles. The other deaths were in Mississippi and Georgia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the White House is monitoring the entire weather situation and FEMA will be ready if needed. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
2 Texas senators are shining a spotlight on the current surge on the southern border. Republicans John Cornyn and Ted Cruz led a GOP delegation on a boat trip on the Rio Grande, and during a news briefing on shore, Cornyn called it a humanitarian crisis.
But they're being overwhelmed by sheer numbers, and the smugglers and the cartels are doing this on purpose because they know getting paid by the head for as many people as they can get into the country.
The coronavirus can infect the mouth and be spread through saliva. That's according to a new study by researchers from the National Institute of Health and the University of North Carolina. They say the findings may explain why people lose their sense of taste and smell. They believe once saliva glands are infected, COVID-19 can be spread by other parts of the body, including the lungs, throat, and stomach. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A bright light lit up the Pacific Northwest sky and had everyone talking.
At around 9 p.m. Pacific time, multiple people recorded what seemed to be a meteor breaking up in the skies over Oregon. Witnesses say the light was very bright before it exploded. Video shows an amazing light show lasting almost a minute long as the pieces slowly break apart. Astronomer Jonathan McDowell says the Falcon 9 second stage from the March 4 Starlink launch failed to make a deorbit burn and re-entered after 22 days in orbit. He said the re-entry was observed from Seattle all the way through to Northern California. McDowell also said the deployment rods from the Falcon 9 should be down sometime next week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Hundreds of people turned out Thursday night for the largest vigil yet to mourn the 10 people killed at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado this week.
Several years ago, we had another shooting at our local King Supers there, and it's just sad that this keeps popping up and it keeps happening, and it seems like, you know, enough time passes where we forget the last shooting and then another one happens and we don't do anything about it. We don't act on it. And I think that's really frustrating to see.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.